We finished eating and went back out to the pickup zone where the chopper was supposed to be. We asked around to see if anybody had been looking for us.
You guys waiting for a lift to Alpha Company?
A short guy wearing what I thought was a flight suit came over to us.
Yeah,
Johnson said.
I'm looking around for some smokes,
the short guy said.
You guys wait here.
He started off towards some low Quonset huts off to the left. It was getting cooler, but the humidity was so high I was dripping wet. We found some shade, dropped our gear, and Johnson and Pee-wee went off looking for a latrine. Jenkins sat on the ground with his head in his hands, and I asked him how he was doing.
I think I'm going to die over here, he said.
You're not going to die, I said. Most guys over here won't ever fire their rifles. I mean, they won't ever really shoot at anybody.
Who told you that?
A major I had at Devon's, I said.
He probably wasn't ever over here, Jenkins said.
Hey, it won't be that bad, man.
Thanks.
He looked up at me and forced a smile. Jenkins acted as if he didn't want to talk anymore, and so I didn't talk either. Pee-wee came back from the latrine. Where's Johnson?
That country fool.
Pee-wee sat on the ground between me and Jenkins. He in there, sitting on the john, trying to figure out how to shit. You better leave that guy alone.
He better leave Pee-wee alone,
was the answer. The chopper pilot got back an hour after sunset and said we'd have to wait until morning. You could smell the booze from 3 feet away. He was so high he couldn't stand straight. I figured the guy must have been a career guy. A lot of the career guys drank heavily. It took us 2 more hours to find a place to bunk for the night. In the middle of the night, I woke. I thought I was hearing thunder. Then I realized that it was artillery. I went outside and looked around. In the distance, someone was shooting off flares. In a way, it was beautiful, like brilliant white and red flowers against the dark sky. They left behind puffs of colored smoke that drifted away like tiny fairy clouds. Johnson slept naked on one side, snoring. Pee-wee lay on his back, arms and legs spread, eyes not completely closed. Jenkins had his head under the blanket.